أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In continuing with our look at the most awesome man who walked on this earth, we now look at a journey that was only described as divine. Ma'raj is mentioned in the Quran in various places. We see allusions of the journey in various places, but the two main places that sort of refer directly to it, one is Surah Bani Israel, which is Surah Al-Isra in Ayah 1, and we find also the reference in Surah Al-Najm verses 12 to 18. Let's first look at both of these references. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريحه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Glorified be he who carried his abd at night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, the precincts of which we have blessed, so that we may show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. Now, immediately when we read this ayah, we know that this journey is bodily and spiritually, not just a spiritual pilgrimage. Because Allah immediately says, "Bi abdihi," meaning his abd, which is used to mean both the body and spirit. He didn't say "bi ruhihi," meaning the soul of Muhammad only. And in Surah Al-Najm, we find Ma'raj explained more in detail. Now, before I go further, let's just look at an overview of the Ma'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins this journey with his with the angel Jibra'il from the house of Hani. Hani is the sister of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now this is in the city of Makkah, on a transportation mode called Buraq, and Buraq is very close to the word Barq, which is lightning. So let's see a mode of transport that goes faster than the speed of light. He travels to Baytul Muqaddas, known as Masjid al-Aqsa. He disembarks there, visits various places inside the masjid, also visits Bayt al-Ham or Bethlehem, the birthplace of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, in addition to other landmarks which are associated with the other prophets. He even recites Turaqat Salah in some of these places. In the next stage of the journey, he travels from this spot to the heavens, where he witnesses the celestial bodies and the entire universe. He converses with the spirits of the previous prophets and the angels, and sees at close hand both Jannah and Jahannam, and the various stages and levels of the people of Jannah and Jahannam. Continuing his journey, he reaches the region which we see in Surah Al-Najm, known as Sidratul Muntaha, a place of grandeur and magnificence, and returns back through Bayt al-Muqaddis to Makkah. Now on the return trip, he comes across a trade caravan from the Quraysh who have lost one of their camels which they're searching for. He partakes of their water, and by the rising of the morning sun, he comes back to the house of Hani. He tells her about it. In the evening, in a gathering of the people of the Quraysh, he tells them about the secrets of Ma'raj, and the words of this travel, this narration of this incident, goes from mouth to mouth. And the Quraysh get very upset, and as is their normal habit, they belie him. A man stands up and says, asks people if they've seen anybody who's seen Bayt al-Muqaddis, and they can describe it. Rasulullah describes the physical particularities of Bayt al-Muqaddis, in fact even informing them of the caravan from whom he drank some water, who just after that come into Mecca and relate exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. When Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was asked about Mi'raj, he said, "The closer you get to someone, the more they want to tell you about their secrets." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wanted to show him the secrets of the universe. Well, may Allah grant us the tawfiq to be able to get close to him, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.